Welcome back to Rogue Podcast. I'm your host, Kiara, and I am so excited to get into the call part two. We're finally getting into the second half of the episode that I actually dropped in Brazil. I want to get to everything that I can today. But before anything, I wanted to do some announcements for this podcast and what's going to be happening in the next couple of months. I have a very exciting collab coming very soon. Also gonna have some other collabs happening in the next few months as well. I'm starting to book a few things, and also I have an amazing trip that's coming up this summer. So there's just so much happening for the pod, and I'm extremely blessed and humbled and just honored that God is just moving the way he is with this podcast. On another note too, I'm just like, the last coming into 2025 honestly has been so like, I can't even put it into words how much God has really just shown up in the last year, but also just like I said, in the last few months, from December to January, November, like everything has just been so crazy. There was a part of my life that I wasn't fully sharing, but I am finally a girlfriend and I have an amazing boyfriend that you guys will be seeing very, very soon on the pod. He's amazing. I absolutely adore him. He is a man of God. Man of God. He loves the Lord, so he knows how to love me. And I'm just really excited for what God is going to do in this year with also our relationship, but also with ministry and how it's just going to unfold together. But I wanted to let everybody know, because I think that, you know, obviously with my podcast name being Real Walk, it's also about not just your walk with Christ, but also your walk with, you know, your people and your community and your village too. And there's many different areas that God works in, whether it's relationships, whether it's family, whether it's, you know, your workplace or whatever the case is, your ministry. And relationships are very important in our lives. So I can't wait for you guys to meet a little bit more about, or meet him, but learn a little bit more about him, because he is just as much as a talker as me. He talks so much. So we will be doing some episodes very, very, very soon. And yeah, so I just wanted to let my pod family know, because you guys are so special to me. I love every single one of you. And again, you guys are my family. So yeah, that's what's been happening. It was a few weeks, I would say like 2 weeks after New Year's, we actually went up to New York, and he asked me to be his girlfriend in Times Square. So yeah, I'm just really happy. But anyways, also with just, like I said, the podcast, there's so much going on. I just want everyone to stay tuned. I am uploading a little bit more on Instagram and stuff. It's so hard. I'm going to be so honest with you guys right now, like extremely honest and transparent, but it is extremely hard to get. It's so different when you're recording a podcast or like an episode and then getting behind your phone, like camera, and just talking about, you know, whatever it is, revelations or whatever. It is so hard, but I'm pushing myself to be a little bit more active in that area, because I can be shy in certain things, and I know that, you know, you're not necessarily seeing me, but in the sense of like, my face is now more out there. So bear with me, okay? Bear with me. I'm learning and I'm like trying to get comfortable with getting in front of the camera in that way. But I definitely do want to talk and have, like, you know, short clips and things like that throughout the week and stuff while I'm also, you know, in the process of filming and stuff, because my schedule has been insane lately. Everything's been just so back to back, and I'm trying to manage it all, you know, correctly and still have time for myself and for, you know, my family, my relationship, and my friends. And it's not easy, but we're managing it. And this year I'm also, in the next few months, I'm also going to be changing when I drop the episodes. I know they've been a little bit sporadic for the last couple of months. Again, my schedule, the holidays, everything has changed so much. So I'm going to lock in a specific date that I'll be dropping episodes, and that way it's a little bit more consistent and you guys will be getting episodes when they come out and stuff like that, and on the specific dates. So I'll be letting you guys know that. And also, like I said, with collabs or anything like that, everything will be on my Instagram. I will definitely be promoting all of that, but I'm really excited and I cannot wait to see what God's doing with this podcast. So to get into the topic for this episode, like I had mentioned, it's the call part two. When I was in Brazil, there's so much that happened on that trip. Like, I can't even begin to express or just put into words how much God really moved on that trip. Brazil was prophetic. It was extremely prophetic. My family, like I mentioned, you know, the four of us were going over there for ministry, meaning my parents and my sister. We were going over there for ministry. My dad's like spiritual brother, basically. They're like brothers. We call him our uncle. They're like our aunt and everything. Like, they're our family. They were having an event and we went over there. We were participating in the event and things like that, and I was there to receive and just see what God was gonna do. And it was honestly, like I said, it was so prophetic, because that was the first stamp on my passport. And I know how I mentioned this in the part two, I believe. That was my first stamp on my passport. And on my way there to Brazil, I had a vision of, you know, many people coming to Brazil to be trained, and specifically that ministry. The ministry is called Dream of God, and the actual land and area, I know I touched a little bit of this, but I don't, you know, for the people that haven't listened to part one, but this part I want to share a little bit more in depth, because I know I was talking about that a little bit. But the land in that area is also land of the worshipers, and it's just like everything is just, you just see God's hand literally over everything. The people, the ministry, just it's another experience. But I had a vision on my way there while I was traveling, and I had seen basically planes coming into that specific ministry to be trained in the prophetic and the apostolic, in pastoralship, and in all the fivefold ministries. I saw that as a training ground, and the Lord was showing me that Brazil was going to be a place that I was going to be traveling to a lot. So 2025, 2026, 2027, get ready, because I'm going to be in Brazil a lot. So the pod, get ready for it too, because there's going to be some intermissions. But this has to do all with the call. So as I was over there, I had shared this prophetic vision that I had, and I shared it with the apostle, but I also shared it in front of the entire congregation. And it was just, that was actually the first time that I didn't realize this until after I, that was the first time I actually stood up in front of over 1,000 people. And I didn't even, honestly, like, when I tell you, it was a large minute, it was a large congregation. This was actually an event that many different churches from around Brazil were attending, and some people from, you know, my family, ourselves, you know, my family, and a few other people had come from the United States, but also some people came from Guatemala and Japan, I believe. And it was like, it was just a an amazing event, just to see even people from different like places coming here to be trained and to learn the word of God. And it was just incredible. It was the first time that I stood up in front of 1,000 people. I didn't even realize until somebody said it to me after, and I was like, no way, there's absolutely no way. So they had given us a part to kind of share like how our experience was going and things like that, and I got up with my parents and shared a little bit, but the Lord had told me this is the time to share this vision. So I shared the vision, and it was, the atmosphere completely changed after that. Glory, all glory to God. That was God using me as a vessel. And I didn't even know it. Like, genuinely, I didn't even know it. Apostle after, he just shared that that was just a confirmation of the word that they had received a month prior to this event. And it was just one of those moments where it was like, God, thank you. Like, thank you for using me as a vessel. Like, you could take my name off of things, I don't care about that stuff. God just used us as vessels. And I knew that that was a place that I would be returning to. So I am tied to Brazil officially. I also got a word over there, which I'll share later on in the future, but it's just my gift that's unfolding. And I don't want to get ahead of myself or anything like that. You know, sometimes you have to guard those things as a woman or a man of God. You got to guard certain words that have been given to you. So that's just a little parenthesis, but I can't wait for the future to share that word, because I actually have it on video. But yeah, it was just crazy. And it was insane, because I literally went to, I was on the flight and everything. I remember it was a 10-hour flight from our connection flight, which was Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia. We connected from Atlanta, we went to Brazil, and it was 10 hours. It was basically from like door to door, it was 22 hours traveling, the longest I've ever traveled. So I'm getting used to that. I'm getting used to it. But it was an extremely long flight. And but while I was at the airport and while I was, you know, on the flight and stuff, it gave me a lot of time to just be in the presence of God. And this is what we're going to get into, but it gave me a lot of time to kind of disconnect from just everything, just disconnect from, you know, social media and my friends and things like that and work. So I was able to just get in the word, and I'm currently reading Hebrews. And there's just a few other, I'm also reading Psalms, and at that time too, I had just started Hebrews at that time, but you know, just getting into the word and stuff like that. And I appreciate and I value those moments where I'm able to completely disconnect from the entire world. And I think that we need to have and separate more of those times as Christians, you know. And when I say Christians, I want to parentheses this, you know, when I say Christians, I mean women and men of God who are answering the call, but also who are actively being transformed. And I say that because, you know, a lot of the time, and in our generation, in this culture that's going on right now, Christianity has become a trend. I'm sorry, this is a parenthesis. Christianity has become a trend, and it's frustrating because you don't know the real from the fake sometimes. And it's not to say, like, you know, be judgmental or anything like that, but Jesus is not a trend. I will stand on that. Jesus is not a trend. You know, surrendering your life is not a trend. This is a lifestyle. This is something that you live daily. It is a difficult walk. It's not something that just comes and goes. It's not something you just say, oh yeah, no, you know, I'm just gonna get baptized and just, like, you know, do all the Christian things that make it look like I'm a Christian, but then not live according to the word of God and in obedience. Again, we're gonna touch into that, but yeah, Jesus is not a trend, and I will firmly stand on that. But like I was saying, yeah, so this walk is not, like I've always said, you know, this walk is not about, you know, the rainbows and sunshines. It's also a walk of trial. It's also a walk of your faith being challenged, and it's about transformation. So yeah, when I say Christians, it's not necessarily just, like, you know, I'm not putting all people in the category that call themselves a Christian. It's whether you live like Christ. That's a whole other episode. That's a whole other episode. But yeah. So anyways, while I was, you know, traveling and stuff, the Lord was just speaking to me loud and clear. And I realized that a lot of the time when you're something, honestly, I love traveling because of that reason, but it made me realize, and it kind of convicted me a little bit too, where it was like, you know, when you kind of get back into your routine and your system, and, you know, you kind of get back to reality when you return from traveling, it makes you realize that you are so focused on everything around you that sometimes you kind of forget to actually listen to the voice of God. Because God is always speaking. God is always speaking, no matter what you're doing, where you're at. And he's going to speak to you however he wants to speak to you. And he's going to use whoever he wants to use. And we can't limit the way God uses people in our lives either. But it's very important that we are able to discern. Discernment is something that we should all pray for, something that we should all ask the Lord to give us, because you need discernment to identify the voice of God in things. Discernment is to identify. So someone could tell you whatever and not be the voice of God, but you wouldn't know that if you are not discerning it. If it's not the Holy Spirit, then it's another voice. So anyways, I'm doing a lot of, like, parentheses here, but yeah, so I realized that traveling was, I honestly love traveling just because of that reason too, but it really did convict me in the sense that, like, you know, sometimes we do have to pause and listen to the voice of God and make that time for God. And but while I was away and stuff, I was able to have that intimate time with God a little bit more on a way deeper level too. So fast forward, fast forward, the end of the trip is coming. We actually go to the mountains with a lot of, well, the apostle and some of the leaders and some of the invited guests. So my family included and stuff. And God, even up there, it was just like, I wish I could share all of that, because that was a whole other level of, you know, when you're faithful with a little, I'll give you much. Yeah, God was there's just so much I can't even put into words. It's just making me kind of like rethink everything. We were up there for a few days before we had to come back to like the city, and we ended up coming back home. And the apostle has a spiritual daughter who's older than him, but she's amazing. I love her. She's like, the hand of God is on that woman. But she has such a heart of gold. She's a lot older, and she opened up, you know, her home to us, and her home was massive. It was gorgeous. But it really made us realize, and for myself, I'll speak for myself, but it really made me realize, you know, when you are faithful with what God gives you, He gives you so much. And sometimes, I'm gonna get emotional with this. And it's not necessarily about, I'm gonna do something so God can do something for me, because at the end of the day, God sees the posture of your heart. And I think that's why we were able to receive this gift with such open arms too, and it was really, really, really humbling, because we were not expecting to be up in this beautiful home and being the way, you know, treated the way we were. It was just, God really was like, I have my hand on you. I have my hand on you. If you don't believe what I'm gonna do with you, if you don't believe what I'm gonna do with not just you but your family, like, it was incredible. I cannot put into words this entire trip. But I know that God was literally in everything. And it just reminded me of Esther, how in the book of Esther, God is not mentioned once in the book, but it was because God was in everything. God's hand was in everything. So yeah, this trip, just God's hand was in everything. God's hand was in everything. I can truly say that. And we're just, like, as humans, we're just so undeserving of the love of God. Like, we are not worthy of it all. Like, absolutely, we don't deserve it. But we deserve it because of Jesus, because of Him. So again, it was just really, really humbling, and I absolutely love every single person that hosted us and took care of us, and they're people who just, you look at them and it's like Jesus is literally written all over every single person there. People that had just hearts to serve and just to love on you. And there was women who took care of my sister and I while we were in the mountains with, you know, the family and stuff, and they took care of us like if they had known us forever. Like, if we were family. And what I can truly say is that the reason why it felt like they knew us forever was because their hearts were literally filled with the joy of Christ. And it resonated off of them. Like, it was literally coming off of them. Yeah. So, the mascara. Yeah, but that trip was something else. And I can't wait to go back and just continue. But the whole point of this episode is that, you know, we answer the call. When God calls us somewhere, we go and we follow. And I, again, like I was sharing, you know, there's so many things that are happening in 2025, and God has a lot. God has so much for each and every single one of us, and He has so many things planned for us. You know, I was thinking of, or the Lord had, spoke to me through a podcast that I was listening to. It was talking about Noah, and I know Noah can tend to be, you know, overlooked because it's such a, you know, it's a story that we learn in Sunday Bible school or when we were kids and stuff. But Noah answered the call of God, and he was told to, you know, build this boat because he was going to flood the earth, and he was going to destroy everything except what was in that boat. And he gave Noah specific instructions. Noah did not know what he was doing. He did not know what he was doing, but because the Lord gave him instructions on what to do and how to do it, he, although he looked crazy to people, there was people who doubted him, who mocked him, who made fun of him, and I can only imagine how he felt, or was like, bro, I'm literally, God is literally telling me this, and this is literally what's going to happen, and people just standing there as bystanders and just not believing him because he looks insane. I promise you, if our generation, if there was a Noah in our generation, there would be a meme out of it. 100%. There would be a ton of memes coming out of it. It would be, everybody would be making fun of him. Like, 100%, I think that history would have repeated itself. But in the story, you just see how his perseverance, like, he knew. He was like, God told me this, I'm not giving up. And 100%, there's no way, he's human. He definitely was doubting God. He was like, yo, I've been building this forever, I'm old, like, let's wrap it up type of thing. He was like, I'm done, let's go. And but he continued to push. He continued to listen to the voice of God, and he was like, okay, like, we're gonna do this. And it just, what really was highlighted for me was his obedience. Even though people around him didn't believe him, he was still obedient to the voice of God. And with serving God, with giving our lives to Christ and really committing to the things of the Lord, obedience is something that we have to continuously practice, because we obviously have our own will and we have our own desires and we have our own plans, but if that does not align with the will of God or the plans of God, then you're not going to see the fruit from that. You're not going to see the fruit from it. So when we align ourselves to the will of God, when we decide to make the decision and walk in obedience and say, God, I don't know what is going on, but you are going to sustain me. You are, whatever you are saying, if this is where you need me to go, if this is where you need me to walk, I will go there. And again, you know, this episode, this podcast is called Real Walk Podcast, because yes, it is a struggle giving your life to Christ, but also the walk is long. It's not just a straight shot, you know, you're just going down the road. You'll see in your own personal walk, you'll see all the detours that you have to make. You'll see all the times where you have to pause and it takes longer than you actually have to actually get to your destination and things like that. And but the where we are headed is eternal salvation. Where we are headed is not something here on earth that brings us satisfaction. It's not something that this earth could ever give us. That's what the word says, and that's what it talks about when it talks about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is something that we can never obtain here on earth. So I wanted to go to 1 Peter 1:15 through 16. It says, "But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, 'Be holy because I am holy.'" God put this on my heart while I was preparing for this podcast. Be holy as I am holy. Not just obedience, but we are called to be holy. Meaning we are called to live holy lives. And it's not saying, oh my God, I need to, you know, change all of this. I cannot stress this enough. Allow God to transform you. Allow him to transform you. You are not going to transform on your own. You are not going to change on your own. You do not have the strength or the capability or the power to ever transform on your own before you come to Christ. Allow God to change you. And when you start living holy lives, you start seeing your transformation before your eyes. You start seeing it. But it comes with obedience. Obedience. And not just, you know, okay, I'm going to do this and just, you know, it's not just the action of it. It's whether it's written on your heart. God sees the posture of our hearts. We can do something. Oh my God, God has been talking to me about this so much. We can do something with good intention to the world. It looks great to everybody else. Oh my God, you did such a good job. And you get that applause from the crowd. But if your heart is in the wrong place, it does not matter to God. It does not. It does not matter to him. Because he sees where your heart is. It's literally what Jesus says. Their hearts are far from me. They worship me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. So you can say all you want, do all you want, act all, you know, I'll put the Christian hat on. And then, you know, when I'm not in front of people, I could take it off and take the mask off type of thing. But if your heart is far from the Lord, what you do doesn't matter. You're just living to live. You're just doing all these things to receive something that the Lord is not going to grant you, that the Lord is not going to gift you with, because it's your heart is just not in the correct posture. And then Romans 6:22 says, "But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves of God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and the result in eternal life." Let me read another version. Romans 6:22 says, "But now you have been set free from sin and are the slaves of God. Your gain is a life fully dedicated to him, and the result is eternal life." Eternal life is what we should be longing for. The things here on earth, yes, they're important. It is important to have a plan. It is important to have, you know, something going for yourself. You know, we don't want to live just carelessly. God calls us to live a life where we are fruitful. We are dedicated to him in every aspect. And in this verse it says, "But now you have been set free from sin." We were set free from sin because of the cross, because of Jesus Christ. We were set free from our sin and are the slaves of God. It's not necessarily saying slaves in a negative connotation, because, you know, we can take that and be like, oh, now we're slaves to God. No, it's an honor to be serving our God. It is such an honor. And not everyone understands or knows the weight that it carries to actually serve our Lord and Savior. And it says your gain is a life fully dedicated to Him. Your gain is a life fully dedicated to Him, and the result is eternal life. We gain a life. We gain eternal life because we were dedicated to Him. So, meaning, because I sacrificed everything, I was able to have the result of eternal life. I was able to obtain eternal life after this life here on earth. And I wanted to read Matthew 13:44. It says, and this is a parable from Jesus, it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. In his excitement, he hid it again and sold everything he owned to get enough money to buy the field." Are you joking? The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure that a man discovered hidden in a field. Let's all picture this. If we were to walk into a massive field and find treasure in that field, what would we do? I would say some of us would find the treasure and probably just take it. Or we would, some people might actually share it. Some people might be selfish with it. Some people may not know what to do with it. But it says here in the parable, it says that a man discovered hidden in a field treasure, and in his excitement, he hid it again. He hid it again and sold everything he owned. He sold everything he had. He sold every single thing he had. He sacrificed everything he had just to get enough money to buy the field. So you're telling me this man sold all his belongings. We don't know, it doesn't say how old this man was, but we could picture an older gentleman. So let's say he had years worth of things, but he sold everything to make enough money to buy this field. He could have just taken the treasure, but he kept it in the field and purchased the field and sold everything he had. Oh my God, this is too good. The kingdom of heaven, this is what the kingdom of heaven is like. You can't find it anywhere else. You literally can't find it anywhere else. The kingdom of heaven is like this. And he sold everything he had to get enough money to buy the field. Meaning, because there was nothing like this, he wanted to cherish. He knew the value it had behind purchasing the field. Let me just score it off, because who knows if there's more. God is so good. And this is what the call is. The call is not, the call is not a specific destination. The call is eternal life. We're not living this walk to receive earthly treasures. We're not living this walk to obtain riches and wealth. And although the Lord blesses us with that, and we are gifted that, and we are granted that, and many of us are able to be blessed in that area. But what if some of us are not? If we fix our eyes on the riches of this world and the wealth of this world, or things that we physically obtain here, we will never understand what eternal life looks like. Because eternal life is the kingdom of God. Understanding the kingdom of God. So, we are not called to a specific assignment in the sense that we are not called to, okay, I'm supposed to be this, this, and this, and God said that I would be here at this time, and this was going to happen for me. But if you do not live out the word of God, and if you do not live accordingly to the word of God, everything that has been said to you is just going to be, it's just going to stay there. Because you're not living the word. You're not living the call that God has given you. You're not living either the prophetic words or if you've been ministered to. If you do not put in your part in that area, the word is just going to stay there. You have to, you know, like we've talked about, relationships are two-way street, right? So if God is doing what he's going to do for you, but that doesn't mean that God's going to do it all for you. You also have to, you know, I have to, if a professor gives me an exam and he says, okay, I will give you, I promise you an A if you study for it, and if you pass the test, and if you take the time to actually learn the curriculum and the problems or whatever it is, if you take the time, you're guaranteed a good grade. Guaranteed. Because you took the time to actually learn the curriculum. You took the time to actually learn what was taught. But if the professor says, you will only get a good grade if you study, then that means if you don't study, you're going to get a bad grade. So why don't we apply that same knowledge into the things of God? God will give me a word and he will say, you are guaranteed eternal salvation if you live according to my word and you are obedient to what I have called you to do. But if I'm telling you what you need to do, but if you do not do that, you are not guaranteed eternal salvation. Why? Because you didn't live the word of God. You didn't answer the call. So what I want to share with, and I want to make this extremely long, but what I want to share is that the call is not necessarily what we have, or saying that, okay, yes, God is going to grant me all of these riches and all this stuff. The call is eternal salvation, and it is the kingdom of God, and it is sharing that with the people. It is sharing that with the body of Christ. It is sharing that as much as we can. That's why we are called to go and spread the gospel, share the good news. We are extremely, extremely, extremely undeserving of this, but God gives us opportunity, and he sacrificed his son for that very reason. He gave us another chance, but let's not take advantage of that. Let's not say, well, it is so selfish to think that you have another opportunity to try again. That's convicting to myself too. Procrastinating things is thinking that you have another opportunity, that God is giving you another opportunity to do it again. That's convicting. That's speaking to me too. Let's not take advantage of that. Let's not, like, God is giving us chance every single day. Every minute, every day when we wake up, that is another opportunity. And it's not to take advantage of that. It's to use our time wisely. Use our time wisely. So, I just want to close out with this. We are called to be holy. We are called to walk in obedience. And like I said, the call is more than just us. It's not our desire. The call is answering the voice of God. The call is following His direction, allowing Him to lead us where He wants us to go. And in the part one that I had shared, I was talking about Genesis and Abram, and when God had sent Abram to leave his country and his family and his people to take his family with him, but to leave the people and what he knew. He was called to leave everything he knew. And that's what God wants us to do. Everything that you know, throw it out the window. God wants to replenish that. God wants to fill you with what He has for you. God is a God who is, He stands on His promises. He stands on them. So when He tells you, I will take you here, I will bring you here, He is going to bring you there. But we have to walk in that obedience. Answering that call is so, so, so important. It's extremely important. So, I'm going to leave you guys with this. I love y'all very much. Let's pray this out really quickly. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We thank you for giving us another opportunity, although we are undeserving of your grace. We are so undeserving. But Lord, you have made us worthy. Thank you for what you're doing within this ministry. Lord, thank you for where you're taking us, each and every single one of us. Thank you for the process. Thank you for the purification process. Lord, we understand and we know that you are cleansing us. You are purifying us daily. And every single day we take up our cross. Lord, we pray that we can put our flesh aside to follow your spirit, to follow your voice, to be led by you. We understand that our flesh is deceiving, but your word is promising. Your word is secure. Lord, I just ask and I pray that in this time, this new year, Lord, that many people, anyone who's listening, Lord, I pray that you have a divine encounter with them. You have a divine session with them, Lord, that they are able to understand and receive what you have for them. The plans that you have for them. Because you know all of the plans that you have for us, God. You have never left us. You have been faithful in every season. And we thank you for that. We thank you for your grace and your mercy. Lord, and we just pray that the same power that rose Jesus Christ from the grave, that rose your Son, is the same power that we walk with every single day. Lord, thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. And I pray that we continue to live holy lives. We continue to live obedient lives. Lives that we answer to your voice. When you call us, we follow you. Wherever you lead us, we follow you, God. So take us where you need to take us. And Lord, I pray that this year your hand is over each and every single decision that we make. That we are able to discern your voice with wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So thank you, God. Thank you for what you're doing. We love you and we thank you continuously. We are grateful. We are eternally grateful. We are eternally grateful. So thank you, Lord. And we pray in your name. Amen and amen. I love you guys so much. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. I love you guys so, so, so much. And I can't wait to interact with you guys a little bit more on Instagram and social media. But also, I just can't wait until... I can't wait to see what God does in this year. He's going to do amazing things. And I can't wait to see what God does in your life. Thank you for tuning in and continuously supporting my podcast. The podcast that God has blessed me with. And I am completely honored, extremely honored, to be here and sharing and being a voice, being a vessel of God. So I love y'all, and I will see you in a few weeks. Bye.